From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 230 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in the coastal city of Manta. They indicate the city of Pedernales has been destroyed. A bridge collapsed in Guayaquil. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense force troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kumamoto Prefecture as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people. Lawmakers in Brazil are holding a raucous session during which they are expected to vote on whether to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. Two-thirds of the representatives in the lower house of Congress must approve a motion to move the issue to the Senate. There, Ms. Rousseff could face a vote on whether to remove her from office halfway through her second term. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha. They're trying to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. This is VOA News.